This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.
David Morgan with you for the week ending the 5th of October, 2018. Well, first of all, general market rundown. Higher bond yields continue to weigh on stock prices. The consumer cyclicals and technology stocks continue to lead the stock markets lower. And the triple Q, the NASDAQ, falling below the 50-day moving average. The Russell 2000 was the first major index to turn down and is now retesting the 200-day moving average. So not saying the stock market top is in and that the correction has begun, but it certainly looks as if it may have started. And I do think that by the end of November, we will know. And I think that by the end of this year, we will see the fact that the stocks have finally started to perform a correction this year. And we will see. There's others, of course, that believe it's going to continue higher. Time will tell. So I'm going to divert a little bit about my normal weekly update and point out a couple of articles this time and leave it at that. This comes from G. Edward Griffin on the Need to Know. And the title is Goldman Sachs launches a cryptocurrency called U.S. Dollar Coin. USDC, a company owned by the Federal Reserve, will regulate it. A startup cryptocurrency called Circle has been launched by Goldman Sachs and has gone live with a token pegged to the value of the U.S. dollar, and therefore it's called the U.S. dollar coin, or USDC. It operates on the Ethereum blockchain, and the goal is to have it replace the U.S. currency. So let me pause there and say this fits with the overall goal of having a cashless society, where basically there is no physical pieces of paper anymore, but everything is digital. It's either on your phone or in some electronic format. And without that, you're basically outside the system and you really can't purchase anything. Now, there's certainly, that has been the direction that we have seen over time. Basically, a lot of the millennials basically carry little to no cash whatsoever. Everything's either done with a credit card, debit card, or Apple Pay, or one of these payment systems that are internet-based or digitally based, either on their phone or, again, on a card. So I don't know if this is an article that's absolutely true or not. Of course, I trust Ed Griffin implicitly. However, I have not been able to verify this. But the reason I bring it to everyone's attention is that I want everyone to be aware that this is, one, a possibility, and two, to reemphasize what I said, the push is toward a cashless society. This is the Fed coin, further in the article. The USDC is designed to replace the dollar and become its digital version. This is the first step in replacing fiat paper currencies as we, in their words, move toward, quote, unquote, a crypto-powered global economy. As of September 29th, the value of the USDC was around 0.0005. Waking up Sunday morning, it now shows a dollar. According to valuation charts, it has always been a dollar since September 27th. Go to CoinLib and see for yourself. So I'll leave it up to you to finish the article, make your own determination, and see if we can find any verification on this. So picking up on this, going digital all the way, well, there's obviously been a digitization of the precious metals as well. So depending on your philosophy of money, really, what's money, and that's a debate. Those that believe that it has to be something tangible obviously side toward the precious metals or some type of asset-backed blockchain or distributed ledger technology. So this article is from Vault, and this is, Will Digital Gold-Backed Currencies Revolutionize the Digital Economy? They've done several articles. This is the first one I've decided to share with you. In previous articles, we covered the idea that gold has been used as a medium of exchange for thousands of years, and in the 1900s, the majority of Western currencies were backed by the commodity. Ultimately, it will help define the value of fiat currencies and standardize global transactions. In this article, we delve deeper into how mass adoption of gold-backed cryptocurrencies, such as USD Vault, that's theirs, can have wider benefits for global economies. So I stated that I felt that the next leg up in the crypto world would be asset-backed currencies, particularly the precious metals-backed cryptocurrencies. Whether or not that is determined to be true remains to be seen for all of us. Of course, most of these are tied directly to precious metals. So obviously, if gold and silver rise in fiat terms, then their crypto component would go up as well. So again, we'll have to wait and see. The article goes on, fiat currency and global transactions. If you recall the modern money series, the earliest forms of money were anything considered useful and valuable enough to trade. Most of you know that. The tepid rise of cryptocurrencies, nevertheless, the appetite to innovate beyond overzealous institutions helped to fuel the rise of cryptocurrencies. The decentralization of cryptocurrencies has been part of the appeal as it facilitates direct transactions between people free from government institutional middlemen. So what I just read before or showed you was, of course, the man, the proxy, the government in charge of a cryptocurrency to replace the dollar. And again, I haven't verified that article, but it did come from Ed Griffin. So again, I feel comfortable in at least showing it to you. Whether or not it's absolutely true or not, I do not know. The introduction of smart contracts and the fact that cryptocurrency transactions are recorded on the blockchain has further benefited an increase in transparency and security. So most of this stuff, you know, it talks about the stable coin, what the potential of having this gold-backed currency. Of course, there are, you know, pushing their version of it. But nonetheless, I want to point out that there probably or there could be a very interesting split between these cryptos, meaning there's the, what I'll call normal cryptos that were the basis of the start of the crypto revolution, if you want to call it that, and now these precious metal-backed cryptocurrencies. And again, it basically is revolving around the philosophy of money, which has been an age-old debate anyway. It's either a tangible asset, such as gold, or it is a product of an edict, a law effort. It's whatever some authority figure says you have to use as money. So interesting thought for me for this weekend. I want to stay away from all the stuff going on with the Congress critters and the Senate and everything else that's been taking up a lot of people's time. Remember, you still live in a world that's changing rapidly, and you need to be prepared, on your toes. Educate yourself. Listen to almost everyone. You don't have to follow anyone. Use discernment, and I truly wish you all the very best. I will be back with you next week for another update from the Weekly Perspective.
This is the Morgan Report with David Morgan. For the latest in precious metals investing, gold, silver, the economy, and more, go to themorganreport.com.